Maybe we've been
an hour before.
This is Tony. They didn't actually get the amended budget until an hour or so before the meeting. So they didn't. We didn't get the budget until. I mean, they didn't. The LSP didn't get the budget until an hour before the meeting. But there were some other press.
So 5 minutes after the meeting started, you could have been talking about that budget.
Well, that was a special meeting that we had called for to deal with certain items. They didn't know that they had to redo the budget until after we called that special meeting and then put the budget on that agenda. But the LSB is like the PNB. Things go overrun. I mean, they didn't have the opportunity to get to it. I mean, that's just the nature of the way these meetings run. So I can't give an explanation for that, but that's just the way these meetings run. The PNB does. But I'm saying, what do we do prospectively for the future? I think the LSB should have a substantial input on this budget. So that's our recommendation.
Any further discussion on the motion to postpone? All right, Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll on the question of postponing?
Is there any objection?
I object.
All right, hold on a second. I've spent some of that time trying to get the BAI thing posted. Okay, so let me scroll back. The motion, as I have it, is to postpone consideration of this item to the next meeting.
And wait, hold on. Our next meeting is before your November 6th meeting. You realize that, right?
I mean, I guess I should amend the motion then. When is the next meeting?
Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
Oh, my. Well, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean,
I'm sorry about the edge in my voice. I just feel like I've seen this movie before. We took up your budget last week. You asked for us to wait until after the board meeting. And now you're telling us we got to wait for another one.
I agree.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm out of order, I think.
Go ahead, Michelle.
No, I'm out of order. I just want to say that I was there, and I had the budget was ready, Raul's additions to the budget. Everything was ready for the LSB. Probably, well, what date did you send in yours with the tabs? It was maybe Monday or so. And so there was ample time for the LSB to have received their budget and looked over it.
But they need it.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, but didn't you just explain that they received an hour before the meeting?
No. No, the budget was, we had done it. They had days. There were days between...
That is what Tony and Marcus said.
I'm not the one that gives the budget to the LSB. I only make sure that the treasurer or the finance committee has the budget.
Sorry, I'm going to jump in here. This committee is not going to adjudicate whether your manager and your local board has a good working relationship. We're here to figure out how to get a budget into place for the network. The local board gets to play a role in hiring, reviewing, and firing general managers. And that's the appropriate place for a discussion about your working relationship. The question is, what are we going to do about this budget? Are we going to vote on it tonight? Or are we going to postpone any discussion, and when are we going to postpone it to? So,
Marcus, can I get your stack?
Go ahead, Marcus.
Let me just say I understand your apprehension and edgy voice, and it was very disappointing to me that we couldn't get to it last night, and if we can postpone, I will make every effort in my last term as treasurer to get this budget done. Realistically, I've been instructed to have a finance committee meeting, which will probably happen on Tuesday. And then our LSB meeting would happen on Wednesday.
Have you given notice of a finance committee meeting on Tuesday?
I haven't. I'll do it tomorrow morning.
No, you can't legally give notice. You have to do 7 days.
I understand the legal ramifications, but you know, we may have to fudge this one.
No. There's $1 million in CTV money riding on.
I really don't need a lecture from you, man, about this. Okay, I understand it. So I'll have it the following Tuesday then, if that, you know. But we just had a meeting last night, and we had hoped to get to it, and we didn't. And those are the facts. So I am going to attempt to remedy the situation within the parameters that are existing. But I do understand the legal ramifications and what our responsibilities are.
Okay, I apologize for my tone of voice.
That's the best I can do. I mean, this is all very disappointing to me. And let me just say one more thing. That's the other thing I should say. The budget that Michelle has had to produce has drastic cuts. And so I personally did not feel it was a responsible thing to send out, to share that budget with people, with anyone before, you know, I just didn't feel like it was appropriate for me to send that in email. We had to do that executive session on hard copy because the cuts have not been discussed with the staff. This is preliminary stuff. And so the earliest point that I could get it to the LSB was last night. And because of the sensitivity of what we have to do and what Michelle has to do, I wasn't going to send that out via email because she's making changes, as I said, that haven't been discussed with staff and are really sad and unfortunate. So I had hoped that we would get to it last night, and unfortunately, because of the way LSBs work, we didn't get to it. It wasn't prioritized, and I find that most unfortunate.
Any further discussion on postponing, or should we call a vote?
Well, if the motion is to postpone it to the next meeting, he does need to probably maybe change that so we don't have a big fight next meeting.
Yeah.
Right. So when's the meeting after the next meeting?
November 11th.
I guess that has to be my motion, that we postpone until November the 11th, because that will allow the Finance Committee to reconvene, the LSB to vote, as I have been instructed, and then to send the National Finance Committee a approved, updated budget. So that is my motion.
I'm sorry, may I be added to the stack for a moment?
No, you're not a member of the committee. Any further debate on this?
Adriana, with an amendment.
Sure, go ahead, Adriana.
I think that I agree with the motion, but not with the timing. We know that we need to give at least 7 days. I will agree with the motion that is 7 days from today. They can have it, say, 7 days from today. If it's more than that, that would not be possible for me. Can we modify to be a week from today, the date?
Well, we don't have a meeting scheduled for a week from today.
What is a week after? We are the 30th. What is our next meeting? The 30th? Is the 28th, but then the next one?
Our next meeting is Tuesday, which is too soon. The following
and the
meeting
next,
is
and the
November
following
11th.
One? November 11th, the next one?
Yes.
Marcus is that.
Then it will be November 11th. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I do have to ask, what budget are we under until this budget is approved, if it's not until November? That was my question.
That's a good question. We don't have an answer until we dispose of this.
Right. Marcus is that.
Marcus.
Okay, so I'll try to be really brief. I mean, I understand Michelle's dilemma. There's some operational concerns with informing staff of decisions that, you know, she has to make and she has to do, and it's very difficult. This is just not an easy thing. I don't know what the solution is, except to do as I am instructed by the LSB, which is to ask for an extension so that they can review the budget and approve. And that's, you know, what I've been instructed to do. So I work for them, and I will do that. But Michelle's concerns are very understandable because she has some operational realities to deal with. I wish I had a better answer.
Okay. Can we call the vote on postponing?
Okay. Adriana said she had an amendment, but then she was talking about it. So I didn't get anything from Adriana that's an amendment.
No.
Thank you for tracking that, our Paul. Adriana, do you have an amendment to submit?
No, because you said that we don't have anything scheduled more than the 28th. Then it's the 11th. No.
Okay. Do we want to, as a committee, accept that we're voting as the main motion to postpone to November 11th, or do we want to make that an amendment to the original? What a chair rule?
I'll rule that the motion is resubmitted as a motion to postpone to the 11th.
Okay. All right. The motion is postpone this item to November 11th. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay. Lydia Brezon? Okay, not here. All right. The vote is 5-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
The motion to postpone carries. We are done with the WPFW budget. Thank you for your time, Michelle. I guess we will see you on November 11th. In answer to your question, there is no budget for WPFW that you're operating under. I would take your guidance from staff at the national office. We are on to the KPFT budget as submitted with revisions.
Hey, good evening, y'all.
Good evening, is that
Zuberi?
Jim?
Yeah, it's Zuberi.
No, KPFT Zuberi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm still pushed back, right?
Yeah, we put you at the end of the agenda because we didn't know whether we were going to have a budget from you or not for tonight.
Okay. What time could I expect to be on?
We have supposedly 5 minutes for this budget and 5 minutes for the next one, and then you're up.
Okay. Thank you.
KPFT, they were pretty small revisions. Jim, is there anything of note in this version?
The requested revisions were sent to our business manager. She made the corrections that are in the budget, and if any corrections need to be made, I can't make them, and Dwayne can't make them, and that's our budget as submitted.
Sorry, to clarify, is there anything the committee requested that she did not change?
Correct. There is.
What's that?
Two things. There's, well, the items are the pension paybacks and the central office paybacks. The problem we have outside of what our business manager didn't include, there is an issue about what we owe as a station on central service paybacks. And we had sent the attachment, the central service attachment that came along with a budget that was sent out to all the members. That shows what our records show we paid. And over the last couple of weeks through these meetings and what was sent to the station, there were figures of that KPFT owed $88,000, $84,000, $75,000, and $66,000. Our records show that based on payments in September, any deficit we have is in the range of $28,000. And that is what that central services page that was sent along with the budget that was sent out in the email shows. So as an issue unrelated to what our business manager did not change in the budget, there is a question about what is owed. For October, there was an email invoice from National Office that says we owed the $3,100 central service payback for the month, plus another $900 that we didn't know what that was for, which would be $4,000 that was not in the budget but is has been requested that we pay. And if we look at the approximately $28,000 of chargebacks to central office that our figures show, if we're doing half of that for 2015 and half of that for 2016, we owe approximately $14,000 instead of the somewhat, I believe it was more in the range of the high 30s that was claimed owed. So I don't know how you want to handle this. I cannot make those changes on the Excel spreadsheet. Dwayne cannot make those changes on the Excel spreadsheet. If Raul can help us in this matter, his help would be greatly appreciated.
Raul, have you gone over these figures with anyone at KPFT, or is this the first you're hearing about it?
Yes. There's some issues with the what the correct balance was going to be put on under the payments, the catch-up payments. However, the what I had proposed for a payback payment is less than half what we initially computed, so that there will be room for adjustments at, you know, if the numbers, the preliminary numbers that we basically the catch-up payments, it will be covered by that minimal amount. If you wanted to, I'll be happy to assist in changing the budget for KPFT to add that information. But as I have indicated to some of the managers, in some emails, that since the catch-up payment for the national office is really a secondary source of funds for the national office, we would rather focus on getting the amounts of the regular central services for this year, and then we will have the catch-up payment be a discretionary disbursement on the part of the radio stations, if and when that happens. Our national budget has some cushion with respect to those numbers, if and when they are, they're not paid at that point, then we'll be able to adjust our operations, and other catch-up payments will be deferred. So that's the point. I mean, if the radio station would do the catch-up payments, that is fine. There's, like I said, there might be some corrections. That's why we utilize only less than half of the initial estimates at that point, so that we can cover any adjustments to the balances of 2014. Since 2014 is not completely done with September, that's why we decided to do it on a minimal payment catch-up amount. I don't know. I'm open to what we needed to do. Like I said, the amount for the catch-up payment is secondary and discretionary on the station's side, but as long as we get the monthly fixed expenses, I think the national office will be able to survive at that point.
Adriana?
I've got Adriana, and I also have a question. Jim, I get that the back payments of central services can be in dispute. They were certainly in dispute at our station at KPFA, and we reconciled them with the national office. But the pension catch-ups? Is KPFT disputing whether it owes the pension catch-ups?
Brian, I can tell you that the requested submissions were made to our business manager, and the budget you have in front of you was the budget that came out from our business manager. If I am not able to make the necessary corrections to the Excel spreadsheet, Dwayne Bradley is not able to make those changes, and if Raul would be in a position to make those changes while working with Dwayne, his help would be appreciated.
Jim, I did not get the revised budget as of today. Was that sent out?
I sent it yesterday. I'll forward you a copy.
Brian sent that out last week, I believe. Was it Brian? Or this week?
No, I received it from Dwayne Bradley a day ago and forwarded it to the committee.
Okay.
I'll send it to Raul.
Yeah.
I'll just send you a direct separate copy, Raul.
Okay, I couldn't find it, but I was working on a different copy here.
The amended budget is basically the prior budget with the PRA amendment.
Correct.
Okay, next is Adriana.
First of all, I want to understand, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, English is my second language. Do I understand, Jim, that you are saying that nobody at KPFT can modify the budget or nobody want to modify the budget? I don't understand that part because you said that you cannot do it, and Wayne, the general manager, neither, but you said, are you saying that the business manager doesn't want to do it or she doesn't know how to do it? I want to understand that part very clearly.
I'll restate the position that the requested changes were made to the business manager. The requested changes that were requested by the NFC, the document you have before you is the document that was prepared by our business manager and submitted to the NFC members.
Okay, let me try to say it in my language. Means that the general manager cannot make the business manager follow what the NFC and the CFO is telling KPFT to do?
I didn't hear that.
Well, yes. Can you hear me?
Do you have a question?
Yes. The question is, the business manager doesn't follow what the general manager told her to do that the NFC asked and the CFO asked KPFT to do. That is exactly the answer, right? She refused to do the changes. To say it in, I know that you are a lawyer. Can we, you know?
All I can say, Adriana, is what I just said.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That is clear then to me. And the second thing that I'm saying, I'm looking here at what was sent by Dwayne, and I can see this page that said CS balance. An amount highlighted in each unpaid central service amount due to national office. And I see highlighted here, if I add all of that, that goes to $51,000. And if I don't mistake, we said to all the other budgets that were presented that they should provide for a catch-up payment at least of half of what they owe the national office. Isn't what we require to all the other budgets?
Okay, I can explain that sheet it may clarify it somewhat. The highlighted areas are the payments, one of which would be a partial payment that had not been paid, to show the unpaid amounts if you subtract what was paid and what was owed for central services and PRA. It did not take into effect the notes on the right-hand side of the document that shows 10,000, 10,000, 11,000.
For what I can see, then, is 51 minus 21 for the Pacific National Office is $30,000, right?
No, because there was the top $3,000 that is in the yellow. Uh-huh. All of that was not owed. Only a portion of that was owed.
Here, so the amount highlighted is unpaid amount due to the National Office. That was this sheet there.
Okay, Adriana, let's just say that that's not a correct statement then. I'll explain what it is.
Okay. Thank you.
So what was paid is, what was owed is $193. What was paid is $133. Also, the later payments of 10, 10, and 11 should be subtracted from that. And what you come out with is a total debt of $28,726.84.
Okay.
So that $8,000 that is within the yellow, that's not all of that $8,000 was owed. Only a portion of it was owed. But to be totally transparent to everyone on the committee, we had to put a yellow box over that whole payment. But it was not all unpaid.
Okay. Then the explanation is the one that is wrong.
Excuse me, the what?
What is right in there is wrong. Amount highlighted is unpaid amount due to the national office. That is a wrong statement.
It could have been more clear. That's correct.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay. If no one else is on stack, I have a proposal. Does anybody else want to discuss this further?
I will note that we're after adjournment time. I'll just note that.
All right. If you're not moving the orders of the day, we're not forced to adjourn or extend. My proposal is that we postpone review of the KPFT budget until Tuesday and request that before then, Pacifica CFO reconcile KPFT's intercompany accounts to resolve any disputes over what KPFT owes the national office, and that Pacifica CFO make any modifications to the KPFT budget requested by the NFC, that the KPFT business manager is unwilling to make.
There are two things in there I'm uncomfortable with. Unwilling to make, I feel uncomfortable with. And these are cash flow items, not budget items.
Okay. Do you wish to propose specific language to substitute?
Instead of unwilling to make, has not made. And instead of budget, cash flow.
Okay. Any objection to substituting the words has not for unwilling? Has not for unwilling to.
Hold on a second. Okay. I just want to make sure I've got this. So there's an amendment made, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Do you have the language of the motion, Arpal?
Yeah, I have your email here. So what is the amendment?
So they're all on the final clause of the motion. Jim, are you proposing to insert the words cash flow after budget or substitute them for budget?
Instead of.
Okay. So strike the word budget and replace it with the word cash flow.
Okay.
Let's take them one at a time. Is there any objection to replacing the word budget with the word cash flow?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to debate it or should we vote on it? I'm not hearing any debate, so R. Paul Martin, can you call the roll on that amendment?
Okay, give me 1 second here while I get everything lined up. Okay. Okay, the amendment is to replace the word budget with the words cash flow in number two. All right. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Marcus Jeter. Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin. Passing. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick. Okay. Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
Okay. Lydia Brezon? Not here. Marcus Jeter? R. Paul Martin? I'll vote yes. Okay. Is there anybody who hasn't been called? All right. In that case, it's 2-4, 1 against, 4 abstentions.
Motion carries. Or the amendment carries, rather. The second amendment is to strike the word unwilling and replace it with the word has not. Sorry.
May I?
Strike the phrase unwilling to make and replace it with the word has not made.
May I speak to the motion?
Surely.
I don't know the intent of where we are with the present budget. Without having the amendment, that is placing intent where we have no knowledge of whether there was intent. All I know is a request was made. The budget as submitted is what we have before us. And all I'm requesting is that the motion reflect the facts and not place intent that we don't have any basis to assume.
Okay, can I make sure I have this right? Strike, quote, unwilling to make, unquote, and replace it with what?
Has not made.
Adriana?
I'll get to you in 1 second, Adriana. Just want to make sure the record's going to reflect what we're voting on. Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
We are talking about, we talk extensively about this same issue. We have a general CFO, a National Finance Committee, the treasurer, supposedly, and the general manager telling a business manager what is required. If I don't mistake this, employees should follow the directives that they receive. And we can talk about that, all the lawyer language that we want, but the reality, if an employee should follow the orders that receive. and is, or the business manager is unwilling to do it, or the general manager is unwilling to order her. Okay? That is the explanation. And we know, all of us know, that we are talking about other issues here too, right? But this is important. We have a business manager that receives a salary to do a specific job. And we claim to hear, and we spend all our time on somebody, and we need to ask the CFO to do something that should be done at the station, and wasn't. The language needs to reflect it. Thank you.
All right. Any objection to going to a vote on changing these words? Hearing none, Mr. Secretary, can you read the revision one final time and then call the roll?
Yes. The amendment is to strike, quote, unwilling to make, unquote, and replace it with, quote, has not made, unquote. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick? Meneja Saba? Raul Salvador?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, 5-4, 1 against.
Okay. We are now done with KPFT's budget, as R. Paul Martin pointed out subtly.
No.
We are well past our mandatory adjournment time.
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
We only passed two amendments. We didn't pass the main motion as amended.
Ah, thank you. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Well, now it's passed, R. Paul. We need, at this point, a motion to extend, or we will be adjourned. Is there any motion to extend time? Okay. Zuberi, if you're still with us, I apologize and appreciate your work getting a budget to us. We're going to take this up when we meet on Tuesday. If you want to schedule a time certain so that you don't have to wait around waiting for us to get to it, follow up with me offline, and I'll bake that into the agenda for you. There's been no motion to extend. We will resume Tuesday with the final version of the National Office budget, the revised version of the KPFT budget, and the KPFK budget that was sent out today. WPFW will be waiting until November. See you Tuesday, everyone. We're now adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.